Lara, what's taking you so long? Let's start our podcast.
I have to take selfies for my Instagram. Gotta keep my followers updated.
Ugh, why does everybody want to be famous nowadays? Let's talk about that in today's episode.
Actually, I don't even want to become famous. I mostly use Instagram to stay in touch with my long-distance friends. But I watched a documentary called Follow Me on Netflix where a guy, Asri Bendacher, filmed his journey to Instagram success.
Yeah, what did that look like?
To be honest, it seemed a little desperate because he literally tried everything he could to gain followers.
Like what, nudes?
Maybe he should have, that would have gotten him more attention at least. No, he just walked up to random strangers asking them to follow him on Instagram. And after that didn't really work out, he even traveled all the way from Dubai to Silicon Valley to talk to the CEOs of Instagram and Facebook to get some tips.
So could they help him though?
Not really, he couldn't even get into the office actually. But when he met Kevin Systrom, the founder of Instagram at a convention, the only advice Asri could get was to keep posting content using the right hashtags.
Okay, but that seems pretty obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I think Asri's main goal was to show how hard it actually can be to build up a community and make people curious about what's happening in your life. He also interviewed different influencers asking them how they perceive their role on Instagram. Many of them talked about the responsibility they feel they have towards their followers and the trust they try to build between themselves and the community.
It does seem to be quite hard to become an influencer and to keep your followers interested, don't you think? I also saw a documentary about Instagram the other day called Social Animals that portrayed three teenagers and how they were affected.
Oh really? Did they have more success than Asri?
Kind of. The first girl is the daughter of a multimillionaire and she started posting about her life when she was only 12 years old and her father promised to help her start her own fashion business as soon as she would get 500,000 followers.
12 years? That's young.
I know, right? But it seemed like she was raised to think like an entrepreneur from a very young age because of her father's success. Anyway, the second teenage influencer actually grew up in a ghetto and worked his way up by himself as a photographer.
Wow, that sounds quite impressive. I mean, I also take photos, but I still don't get many likes for them. So, what's special about his photos?
He was part of a photographer community that climbed on bridges and skyscrapers and like took photos from the very top. And he's been in the media as well because the police gets involved quite often as obviously it's dangerous and illegal. Like that one time some people of that community climbed on some bridge and put up a flag and to get it down the police had to stop the traffic for quite some time and he was suspected to have been responsible for it. So first people celebrated him, but when he started talking to the police, mainly to save his own ass because he claims not to have been on that bridge that night, a lot of his friends misunderstood him and thought he betrayed them and the community.
Well, that really makes you wonder whether the fame is really worth it, right? I wouldn't want Instagram or social media to get between me and my friends. He must have felt really lonely at some point.
Yeah, he seemed sad during some bits of the interview. The third kid of the docu even tried to kill herself because of Instagram, after she's been constantly compared to other girls and after her boyfriend dumped her because of her looks. She wasn't really an influencer, she used Instagram more like you and me to keep in touch with her friends.
God, that sounds sad and really makes you think about how social media platforms can change society in a bad way. I think people tend to be blinded by this Insta glamour that mostly is not even real. I better stick to my small circle of followers, I guess. Being an influencer sounds too exhausting anyway.
Yeah, I do think it's a hard job and it does deserve our appreciation to some extent. But I also think it's helpful for all of us to stay true to ourselves every now and then because no one's life is perfect. I, for my part, unfollowed everybody who tried to depict only the positive parts of their lives because I caught myself feeling depressed and bad about myself and my own life when seeing that kind of content. There's that girl on Instagram called Jessie King and she just started her own little business designing and selling prints and is always out and about. And first it makes you think that she must have the perfect life. But then again, she also shares pictures of herself when she's like feeling down or bloated or whatever.
Well, for me it's actually not that important that they also post negative parts of their lives. I just need to be able to feel happy for their success. But when I notice that I envy them in that way that it pulls me down, then I unfollow them as well. Oh, that is getting really deep here. We better finish this episode and leave it up to you guys how to use your Instagram.
Right, so go and check out those two movies and we'll hear from each other next week, same time.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
It's your life.